Owatonna High School senior Dakota Savoy getting a chance to get a scholarship to do to bowl at Waldorf. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. How? Tell me a little bit about a bowling scholarship. Is that something that has been out there for a long time? Is that something that you know is a regular thing nowadays?
It is nowadays. I mean, a couple years ago, you really wouldn't hear of one, but lately, I mean, the bowling aspect, and especially in the Midwest, you know, like Minnesota and everything, it's been growing a lot. So I'd say nowadays, it's pretty common to see one, but I mean, it's still hard because, you know, you gotta dedicate yourself to it, and you gotta stick with it, because in college, it's the next level, so it's going to be a lot more serious, you know?
And that actually brings up a very good point. How do you earn something like this? Is it simply numbers that you're scoring, your score, or is there some other things that you do to give yourself a chance to land something like this?
I feel like it's not just the scores, because you can have a good bowler with, you got to have the attitude too. You got to be willing to be coached, you know. You got to listen to your coach, because those are the most important. They're the ones that are going to help you through everything, you know. So a good bowler that's not coachable, I mean, I'd say that's not something you need. You need to be respectful, coachable, and then the scores are obviously there too, but I'd say the number one aspect is being a good teammate.
When did you know that such a thing was out there and you could strive for something like this?
I'd say about 3 years ago when I started bowling varsity. My coaches started talking to me about it, started putting my name out there, but I never really thought that it was something I could do until about this year, I'd say. It was always just in the back of my mind, but I never thought about it too much.
So what are your numbers? What is your average and things like that?
My average right now is about 215. Okay. And for fill percentage for high school bowling, it's about 85% for our team competitions.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, the high school bowling season, at what point of the season are we at right now?
This Saturday, actually, is the conference tournament at Spare Time at 11 o'clock. So that's basically like our final. So if we win out, then we go to state. It's basically all determined on Saturday. It's if we lose, we're out. If we win, then we go to state. So it's winner take all, you know.
And Owatonna's had a strong bowling program for a long time. Is that accurate?
Yeah,
to say?
For years, ever since I started bowling, that's all I've ever known. Is Owatonna Bowling's been the team that's had the target on their backs. They've been the team to beat.
How many athletes are on the team?
For varsity, we're bowling with six, and then we have two JV teams, and then a JJV team actually too. So we have a couple teams, and we also have a girls team in the, after this season ends in December, we have a girls team that runs all the way through April.
Okay, very cool. Let's see, as far as college bowling then, what's going to be different about college bowling? Because, you know, the game is the same, unlike some sports where, of course, the athletes are bigger and stronger and faster. I mean, the game is the game. So how is college bowling going to be different, or what are you looking forward to as a challenge there?
Yeah, so for college bowling, it's not just like your conference where you just travel a 30-minute drive. College bowling is going to be, you know, four-hour drives aren't going to be out of the usual. You're going to be bowling, you know, you're going to be driving around the country, and it's going to be a lot longer. They're going to be weekends, not just Saturday afternoons. It's going to be a couple days, so it's not just a couple games. It's going to be a marathon. You're going to have to grind through it. It's going to be a lot more mentally demanding, and it's just, so I mean, I guess that side of it's different, and just being able to adapt to that, and just, I mean, the distance not as bad, but I'd say bowling a lot more is going to be, you know, a lot more tough, I'd say.
Over your years, have you had experience bowling in some national events and traveling to go to some of these things, even if it wasn't directly related to the high school?
Yeah, actually this summer I went to Dallas, Texas, and I bowled Junior Gold, which is like youth nationals, and I bowled over 30 games in a week. So I mean, I guess bowling a lot's not the hardest, but I mean, it's something that I'm not a big fan of, because it's mentally draining, you know.
Okay. What do you plan to study at Waldorf College?
I'm going to try to major in criminal justice and then minor in Spanish.
Okay. So anything else to add about this opportunity that's come your way, Dakota?
I'd just say that if you ever have an opportunity like this, just go for it, because it's having being able to bowl in college while studying something that I love is just probably the greatest thing ever.
All right. Very cool. Dakota Savoy, Owatonna High School senior, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.